Philippians chapter number 2, starting at verse number 5. If you have your Bibles here, amen. And the Bible reads like this. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and he was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Right.
Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow,
all right,
of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for standing here tonight for the reading of the word of the Lord. And if God had helped me tonight, I don't have nothing fancy, but I like to preach to us on there's nobody like Jesus. Hallelujah.
Right.
There's nobody quite like Jesus. Aren't you thankful for that?
Amen.
Amen. In the history of the world, many billions of people have lived and died. You know, I don't know what they claim. We got about 8 or 9 billion people upon the face of the earth right now. So can you imagine with that many now, and with all the people that have died down through the years, that the people that's lived on this earth.
Right.
Woo, amen. They's worried about getting Michelle in the hospital. They're so overcrowded up there at Cabo, I thought they said. And the baby was born, and I think they said, if I got this right, 230-some or 240-some babies was already born. I don't know how they have that many babies up here. But I never thought so many babies. That's just a Cabo Huntington Hospital. Amen.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of folks dying every day, but there's a lot of people coming on.
Yeah.
Amen. True. Every day. Praise the Lord. And the billions of people that's died and that the billions of people that's lived. But nobody has ever made an impression upon this world like this man that I read about to us here tonight.
Yeah.
This man named Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Had he been an ordinary man, his name had already faded from the pages of history. Thank God. But this man I'm talking to you about tonight is not just an ordinary man. Hallelujah. Amen. This man that I'm going to preach to you about, his name is Jesus. He altered human history. Amen. Woo, thank God. There's never been a man like Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. The first point I'd like to make to us here tonight, there's never been a man like him in his coming. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus was a real man. Amen.
Right.
The Bible said he made himself of no reputation. I want you to look at this. No reputation means to empty out. Jesus voluntarily laid aside some of his divine, amen, prerogatives, if you will, when he came into this world. Hallelujah. Amen. Such as his omnipresence, his omnipotence, his omniscience, his power, his knowledge. Amen. Everything that he knew, his presence, praise God. He laid aside all of that. Amen. And you know what? He became a man. Hallelujah. Oh, I said there's never been a man like Jesus. Amen. The Bible said he took upon him the form of a servant, that which strikes the eye. Amen. For all appearances, listen to this. Jesus, amen, would have and could have passed for a slave. Amen. Oh, yes. God in the flesh was rejected by the very people, amen, who he came to save. Amen. They rejected him. Hallelujah. But even though they rejected him, he still loved them. I said, there's never been a man like Jesus. Hallelujah. He was made in the likeness of man, in the very image, praise God, of God. In the beginning, amen, creation, God made man. Genesis 1 and 26 said he made man in his own image. God made man to look like him. Praise God. Amen. And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, we seen the express image of God. I said, there's never been a man like Jesus. Hallelujah. Being found in the fashion as a man. The habits, amen, as everything in a person would strike the senses. Let me tell you something. Jesus had senses just like you and I. Amen. We think of God, the God-man Jesus, like he never hurt. Amen. I don't know why one of my thorns in the flesh, everybody's got a thorn in the flesh, but one of my thorns in the flesh is headaches. Amen. I've dealt with headaches nearly all of my life. I believe Jesus knew what it was to have a headache. Amen. I believe Jesus knew what it was to have his feelings hurt. Amen. His heart broken. You just go ahead and name it. Amen. I believe Jesus, amen, thank God he was found in the fashion of man. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus was born as a man. Amen. Thank God he lived as a man. He suffered as a man. He died as a man. He was in every sense of the word a real, genuine man. I believe he knew pain. I believe he knew poverty. I believe he knew sorrow, loneliness, rejection. Amen. He knew laughter. He knew friendships. He knew hope. Amen. He knew every aspect of the human existence. Amen. Oh, but let me tell you something here tonight. He never knew sin. Amen. Praise God in heaven. I don't want to get too deep into this because this is not my message, but I want to let you know tonight, if you ever hear anybody say that Jesus sinned or that he even could have sinned, let me tell you something, you better run fast as you can and get out of that. Amen. Because this man I'm talking about to you tonight, as much as he was man, I believe he was 100% man, but I also believe he was 100% God. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he sent his son, amen, in the image of God, in the likeness of God, and he sent his son, and to tell you something, Jesus, he never sinned, amen, and I'll go a little bit deeper than that. Not only did he never sin, I don't think he could have sinned, amen, because if Jesus could have sinned, he couldn't have been God. Hallelujah. Amen. I said, Jesus never sinned, neither could he have sinned. Amen. I need a couple readers here tonight. Amen. Who'll give me Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15. Kipton's already flipping. Amen. Go ahead. Some more of you get your Bibles ready. I need some verses read tonight. Hebrews chapter 4 verses 15 and 16. Jesus did not, amen, see being of the same essence as God something to be grasped onto and to be held. He willingly turned it loose. Hallelujah. He did it to save us, to understand us, to help us. Amen. So he can know how we feel in this life. Amen. Read it to us, Brother Kipton. What? Hebrews 4, I mean 15 and 16. Read those verses for us here.
For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched.
Wait, that's a message right there. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched. Aren't you glad? Let me tell you something. I can't call Trump tonight. Amen. I wouldn't have nothing to say to him anyway, other than maybe say, hey, good job. Amen. Praise God. It takes a man to get up there and write these orders he's writing, setting this country back straight again. Amen. I'd like to maybe call him and say, good job. Hallelujah. Thank you, buddy, for standing up for America. Thank you for standing up for the word of God, even though he's not a devout Christian. Thank you for standing up for the things that make America great. Hallelujah. Amen. But oh, I don't have a line to call Donald Trump, even though he's a great man. You don't have to agree with me, but I feel like he's been a great president. Hallelujah. But I can't call Donald Trump. Amen. But oh, I'd like to tell you tonight, there's never been a man like Jesus. This man I'm preaching about to you tonight. Hey, I got his phone number. I said I can call him in the midnight hour. I said I can call him when my world's falling apart. I said I can call him, but I can't see no light at the end of the tunnel. And he answers my call. Hey, I come to tell us, amen, for I have my high priest which cannot be touched. You can touch him and he'll answer. You can call him and he'll hear your cry. Hey, church, I come to tell us there's never been a man like Jesus.
All right,
let's go ahead. I'm going to have a hard time getting this all out here tonight.
Come on.
with the feeling preaching of good. Our infirmities.
Who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities.
Yeah.
Amen.
But was in all points tempted like we are.
But was in all points tempted like we are. He knows that. I think he knows everything that keeps you up at night. I think he knows about it. Amen. Every problem that's ever bugged you, I believe he knows about it.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen. Read on.
Yet without sin.
Yet without sin.
Let us therefore come boldly. Woo.
This will make a Presbyterian sound. But let us come boldly. Keep on here.
Unto the throne of grace.
Yeah.
That we may obtain mercy. Find grace to help in the time of need.
And find grace. Let us come boldly unto his throne.
Hallelujah.
I feel like shouting right here. I can't just go up there to the White House. I can't just go up there to Trump Towers and say, hey, Donald, I got a lot of problems. I got a lot of needs. He'll say, man, I'm sorry. So does 200 other million Americans. Amen. I can't just go and say, here's what I need. Amen. Oh, let me tell you something. Amen. I've got an earthly father that I could call him at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And if he could help me, he'd be right there. But oh, I'd like to tell you, I've got a heavenly father that I can come boldly unto him. I can go to the throne and I can say, God, it's me again, Lord. And I need a little help. It's me again, Lord. Here I am, God. Will you help me? And I said, there's never been a man like him. He'll show up. He'll be there. He'll touch you. He'll lift your heavy heart. He'll save you. He'll heal you. He'll touch you in the midnight. Hey, I come to tell us, there's never been a man like Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost here. Amen. Oh, I said there's never been a man like Jesus. Amen. Oh, yes. Praise God. Who else? Chris, you got your Bible? Amen. You got a Bible? Not with you. You do? No? Amen. I need a reader. Miss Chris, I seen you had your Bible, right? Amen. Give me Matthew, praise God, 17 verses 1 through 5. 17 verses 1 through 5. Don't worry, I won't stop you so much. Amen. And I need somebody to get John. First, John chapter 1. Anna, give me John chapter 1 and 1. And keep your spot. Then we're going to go get 14.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Woo, I need more readers here. Let's get them all lined up one time. Do you want to do it again, Kipton? 1 Peter 1 and 18. Keep your spot. We'll need two verses there. 1 Peter 1 and 18. I need somebody to get Romans 5 and 8. I got to take her. Romans 5 and 8. Jonathan, Romans 5 and 8. Praise God. I'll need some more readers in a minute. Hallelujah. But while God, amen, may have become a man, let me tell you something right here where it gets good, Brother George. He never stopped becoming God. While Jesus was 100% man, he remained 100% God. He merely concealed his heavenly fame within his earthly frame. Every now and then, the deity of God shine forth. Hallelujah. Matthew 17, starting at verse number 1. Read it to us. We're going to find the deity of God shining forth through the 100% man of God.
All right.
Man here.
After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brothers, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart.
Yes.
And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the
sun. He was transfigured before them. And his face did shine. The power of God began to shine through the man. All right, go on.
His raiment was white as snow.
His raiment was white. Look at this. I'm going to shout right now. Keep going.
And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias.
Here come Moses and Elias, who some think will be the two witnesses there in the book of Revelation. Here comes Moses and Elias. And listen to what they said.
Talking about them. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Thou wilt let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias.
Woo! Yes, God.
Amen. I'm talking about the power of God shining forth through the man here. Glory to God. Every now and then, amen, his deity began to shine. His advent, which means his coming, was holy because when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, God literally came into the world. Hallelujah. And he walked among men. John 1:1. Who had that one? Anna, read us John 1:1.
In the beginning was the Word.
In the beginning was the Word.
Yes. And the Word was with God.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
And the Word was God.
Yeah.
Now, guess 14. Verse 14, that same chapter.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
And the Word, I wish you were seeing this like I'm seeing it. And the Word became flesh. I'm talking about a man here.
That's right.
God becoming a man. And the Word became flesh.
Right.
Glory to God. Read on.
And we beheld his glory.
And we beheld his glory. We seen the glory of God when Jesus came in the flesh.
Yes.
The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
The only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth.
Thank you, Lord.
And they nailed him to a cross. I said, there's never been a man like Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. There's never been a man like him, and he's coming. Glory to God. There's never been a man like him in what he has accomplished. Amen. We are told that Jesus, this God-man here, willingly allowed himself to be overtaken by death. The one called the Prince of Life. Amen. Entered the jaws of death willingly for you and for me. Hallelujah. The one who is called the Resurrection of Life. Amen. John 11:25 said he humbled himself and he allowed the figures of death to wrap themselves around him. So that, why did he die? So that we could experience life. Amen. Oh, I wish I could get somebody to see. There's never been a man like Jesus. Hey, I said he died so that I could live. He laid down his life so I wouldn't have to die. Great God, let me tell you something, church. If you've been born again, Jesus told Nicodemus, said, Nicodemus, you've got to be born again. Let me tell you, if you've been born again, amen, that means born twice. You only got to die once. Glory to God. Woo! But if you've only been born once, you're going to die twice. Amen. I come to tell you, amen. You know when old Jason died about at a 13-year-old boy, when I knelt down in an altar and I said, Lord, would you save me? And he washed my sins away, Brother George. I'll never forget that feeling. I'll never forget that time in my life. That, my friend, is when Jason Painter died. One of these days, they're going to write it in the newspaper. And I always told my kids, don't believe it, girl. Don't believe it, boys. Daddy ain't dead. He's alive. He's living. Amen. I don't have to die because Jesus died and Jesus rose again. I'm talking about what he accomplished. He accomplished the victory over death so I can live. Hey, church, we don't got to die. We can live. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house today. We're going to live. Rejoice throughout eternity because of what Jesus did. And there's never been a man like Jesus.
Woo!
I've got the Holy Ghost. Want you to raise your hand and worship him? Want you to raise your hand and praise him? In this house, say that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory. The death he died was no ordinary death. The Bible says, even the death of the cross of my text tonight, no more brutal form of execution has ever been in the history of the world than the death of the cross. Jesus died in horrible agony so that you and I might live in boundless glory. Hey, I don't want to get into the gruesomeness of the crucifixion tonight, but you know, amen, Jesus, it's been debated through the years what killed Jesus. Amen. Yeah, I know the the science part of it, the medical part of it. They would most of the time break their bones, but they didn't break his bone because it was prophesied not a bone would be broke. They nailed him between his hands and they put the spikes in his feet. Amen. They pierced his side and blood gushed out. Amen. While you hang there on that cross, you push up on your feet just to get a gasp, a breath. And they allow them men to suffer like that sometimes for hours, and then they'll come and break their legs so that they can't push up and get a breath. So they sit there and they asphyxiate, if you will. They smother to death. It's agonizing. Well, history says, and historians and medical people all agree, it's the worst possible way a person could die. The Romans knew how to make a man suffer. And I come to tell you, my Savior suffered. Amen. He laid down his life so I could live. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. To tell you, church, he gave us a reason to live. He gave us a hope of tomorrow. Thank God there's never been a man like Jesus.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Amen. Oh, let's go on here. Who had 1 Peter? In his death, Jesus provided redemption for all those who will believe on him by faith. Hallelujah. Now, we preach a little bit till the night. You got to believe. Amen. And you got to put some faith with your believing. It's got to be more than just that. A lot of people, and I'm not being mean, it's just Jason, I don't like it when people talk about the big man upstairs. Let me tell you something. He's a little more than a big man upstairs. He ain't just a big man upstairs. Amen. I already read to you. He's personal. He's my Father. He's my high priest. He's the one I go to. He ain't just some big man. That sounds like you ain't never known him. That sounds like you don't know who he is. I don't call my dad the big man down in Gilbert. I say he's his dad. He's my Father. Amen. He's not the big man upstairs. I said he's my Savior. I said he's my Lord. I said he's my Redeemer. He's the one that died so that I can live. Thank God. Amen. He loves me that much.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you.
Read 1 Peter 1:18. Gibson.
For as much as ye know that ye are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain controversy, received by tradition from your fathers.
Woo!
Thank you.
Yeah. Amen. He also demonstrated the boundless love of God for sinners when he died on the cross. Did I get somebody Romans 5:8? Jonathan, read Romans 5:8.
But God commanded his love toward us.
Wait there. Woo! I'm preaching sermons here real quick, like.
Come on.
For God commanded his love toward us.
Yes.
When?
That while we were yet sinners.
When?
Yeah.
While we were yet sinners.
Yes.
He died for us.
Hallelujah.
The righteous for the unrighteous.
Yeah.
The Son of God. Now, I hate to say it like this, for the worthless men and women like me and you. Amen. I ain't putting you down. I'm in that same category. But when it comes to the worth of the Son of God, and it comes to the worth of me, there's no comparison.
Okay.
It makes me blush. It makes me quiver to think that the precious blood, amen, Son of God, would shed his blood for an old wretch like me. But that's how much he loved me. I said that's how much he cares. Hey, amen. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
When Jesus became a man, he eternally limited himself to a human form. Whew. In fact, in heaven today, Jesus still bears the marks of the scars that he bore in his body.
Yes, he does.
For you and I.
Right.
Amen. Woo. Somebody said there'll never be anything in heaven made by men. I'll tell you, there's at least two things in heaven made by man. And that's the scars in his hands.
Yeah.
And the scar of three. And the scar in his side. And the scars on his feet where they nailed him on that cross. Hey, I come to tell you tonight. Amen. Oh, in heaven tonight, he still bears the scars. Woo! Hey, glory to God. Hey, church. I feel that third person that Brother George felt a while ago. Amen, Lord. Shake me real good in a minute. Like Brother George. When we get in heaven and we're around that altar, around that holy throne, rather, and we're worshiping and we're praising, hey, I'm going to look up there and I'm going to see them scars on his hand. And I'm going to look up there and I'm going to see them scars on his feet. And I'm going to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You died for me. There's never been a man like Jesus. I said, there's never been a man like Jesus. He loved me. He cared so much that he laid down his life.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Jesus, amen, bore those marks for me. Hallelujah. The spotless bride of Christ will be reminded of the price that was paid for redemption. I believe that eternity will ring loudly with the praises of him who became a man. Woo! So that you and I could come to God. Woo! Oh! Amen. What about them immigrants that come here to America legally? And they give up their everything they had in their former life to come find a better life in America, to come find a better work and better jobs and a better opportunity. Come on. Amen. I've heard the testimonies of some of their children that said, thank God that mom and dad came. Thank God mom and dad nearly lost their life to get here. They lost everything they had, but they rebuilt a life in America. Thank God for what they did for me. Hey, church, thank God for what he did for us. Thank God that he laid it all down. And he bore those scars. And he hung on that cross. And he suffered all because he loves me. There's never been a man. I said there's never been a man like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Holy. Woo! Nobody has ever accomplished what this man has accomplished.
Right.
Sister, amen. Woo! Maria, I said he's a good God. There's nobody, amen, like him. The Bible said, in the rest of our text, I'm coming to a close, amen, that God has given him a name that is an exalted name.
Yeah.
And it is a name above every name. What is that name?
Oh, Jesus.
All right, now they've been talking about unity tonight. Let's get this together. When I say, what is that name? Let's all say it. Amen, with authority. Amen. I said, God has given him a name. And God has highly exalted this name. What is that name?
Jesus.
Jesus. What is that name? Jesus. I said, what is that name? Jesus. I said, there's never been a name like Jesus. I said, there's never been a man like Jesus. He came, he loved, he healed, he saved. I said, thank God, there's never been a man like Jesus. We're told he has been given a name above every name. Woo! Amen. At the mention of this name, lives have been changed. Amen. Fevered brows have been cooled. Amen. Blinded eyes have been opened. Deaf ears have been unstopped. Sin shackles have fallen away. Night turn today. Defeat has been swallowed up in victory. Hope has been replaced, amen, with defeat. Defeat has been replaced with hope. Glory to God. Dead men have come to life. Woo! Lost men have been found. Devils are made to tremble. Sinners, amen, are broken. Saints, I shout. Amen. Angels bow in his arm. I come to tell us there's never been a name like Jesus. I said there's never been a name quite like this name.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm done. Hallelujah. More has been done through the agency of the power of this name than every other name combined on planet Earth.
That's right.
Demons come out in the name of Jesus.
Right.
Woo! Amen. I told him the other day, amen. I don't like to get Harissa upset, but when she laid up there, amen, lifeless for 10 days, and they said there's no way of living, amen, you know the only thing that rattled and got a hold of heaven's hotline was that name of Jesus.
Woo!
Hey! Amen. I ain't being mean whatsoever, but my sister and some of them thought they was going to go in there and camp out all day long. They only let about three back there. And finally I said, yes, I'm sorry, but you got to get out of here. There's some preachers coming back. Come on now. Woo! Thank God for everybody wanting to go back. Amen. But when there's a preacher out there, I put them all out of the room because I knew this. If anybody was going to touch heaven, it's going to be somebody that knew how to get hold of that name of Jesus. Lord of God, I come to tell us, thank God for the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Thank you.
We're told that there's a day coming when every person will bow before him and confess that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And that every lost sinner will bow before him. Come on. Every dignitary that has ever lived, every king, every president that has ever lived is going to bow before him and say, thou art Lord of all lords. You are King of all kings. You're the one and the great God Jehovah. Hey, church, I come to tell us there's something about that name. Hey, amen. Throughout history, men have ridiculed and men have mocked. Amen. And men have ignored. But thank God, there's coming a day that even the devil will bow and say, you're the one and the only true God. And his name is Jesus. Thank God here tonight. Aren't you glad that you know him? I come to ask you, somebody help me on this piano. I'm done tonight. But I come to tell you, I thank God I know him. I thank God he's my Savior. I thank God he's my God. I said, I know this man, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Woo! Holy Lord.
Raise your hand.
Holy Lord.
Worship him in this house. Raise your hand and praise him in this house. Raise your hand and magnify the name of the Lord in this house tonight. Thank God. I said there's never been a man like Jesus. God declares him to be Lord.
Yeah.
If he is Lord, then he is worthy to be loved, to be served, to be worshipped, to be obeyed. Amen. If he is Lord, he's worthy of it all the time. Let me tell you something, church. I'm not scolding in one hand, but I guess in another hand I am. Brother George told you right tonight. We ought to want the Holy Ghost. We ought to crave. We ought to desire. We ought to ask God. We ought to beg God. Baptize us in the Holy Ghost. Give us more power. When we come to church, we ought not sit around with our hands hung down. We ought not sit back. Amen. listening, amen, oh, and not get involved. But when we come to church, Brother Anthony, amen, the Bible said to enter his courts with thanksgiving and with praise. We ought to come to church and say, Lord, I could be in hell, but thank God for that name. Thank God for the name of Jesus that reached down and he saved me and he pulled me up out of the muck and the mire. Thank God there's never been a man like Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to
thank you, Lord.
Lord. God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Now, I don't think there are, but there's a sinner in here tonight. You call on his name, you can be saved.
That's right.
There ain't no other name you can call on to be saved.
Right.
Besides Jesus.
Amen.
God set it up that way. He said, I'm highly exalted. Give him a name. But above every name.
Thank you, Lord.
That has the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Every knee's going to bow.
Thank you, Lord.
Every tongue's going to confess that he's Lord of Lords. King of kings. God of all gods. Oh, I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. Amen. Oh, well, they got us a song here. Amen. Let's worship him. Let's get around the front of this altar here tonight. Amen. If you want to get down on your knees and pray, get down on your knees. If you want to get up here and worship him and lift him up and magnify that name, you ought to do that. I just come to tell you, there's never been a man like Jesus.
All right.
Woo! There's nobody that can compare to my Jesus. I said he saved me. I said he healed me. I said he gives me life. Amen. There's never been a man like Jesus. Thank God. Come on, church. Let's exalt him. Let's lift him up. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, Brother George told you a while ago, right now would be a good time to get the Holy Ghost. Why don't you get in here and pray? Why don't you seek for him? Why don't you say, God, sanctify me. God, give me the Holy Ghost. Give me the fire of God burning in my soul. Come on. I said, there's never been anybody like this man. I said, there's never been a name like this name. Thank God for the name of Jesus.
Touch your people. Lord, sanctify.